Tom Klavan joins us. Tom, nice to have you with us on this Saturday morning. The book is The DiMaggio's. You say that name out here and you get a little bit of attention. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on.
No, I'm glad to do it. Tell us why this book, and I know you wrote about Gil Hodges, of course, number 14, one of my favorites as a kid in Brooklyn, and the great Roger Maris, number 9 for the Yankees. But what brought you to the DiMaggio's?
I think it was getting an opportunity to write about Dominic, and I think the opportunity to write about a very interesting family situation that a lot of people don't know about. You know, there's been, of course, plenty of material written about Joe, and there was the Richard Ben Kramer biography of about 12 years ago called Joe DiMaggio, A Hero's Life. And even in that book, which was so well-researched, there's very little information about his brothers and about, you know, the family that he came from. And it's really a fascinating story of this, you know, illiterate immigrant fisherman from Sicily coming to San Francisco and eking out a living, and he and his wife having 9 children, and 3 of whom to be Major League Baseball players.
Yeah, you know, they talk about the 3 tenors, Pavarotti and someone else, and then the other guy. Well, the DiMaggio's, it's Joe, Dominic, and then the other guy. But Vince DiMaggio was a heck of a power hitter, struck out a lot, but he had a nice Major League career.
He did, and it's interesting you mentioned about 3 tenors, because his original intention was to be an opera singer.
Really? Well, Plácido Domingo was the other one, right?
Right.
Yeah, Pavarotti, yeah, Domingo, and the other guy.
Right, yeah, the other guy. Vince and Joe used to sell the San Francisco Call Bulletin on the street corners, and Vince always outsold Joe because he would sing arias from La Boheme and Rigoletto and things like that. And then Vince, yes, when he got to the major leagues, he was the groundbreaker as far as playing professional ball, even though Joe got to the majors first. But he played for a couple of years with a team called the Boston Bees, and then he went over to the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he had a good career with the Pirates. He was a 2-time All-Star. Like you mentioned, he was a power hitter, was bedeviled by the strikeouts, but he had one more really good year with the Philadelphia Phillies, and unfortunately, you know, but inevitably, everybody always compared him to Joe, and there's you can't compare anybody else to Joe DiMaggio at that time.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, think of 3 brothers from San Francisco who make the major leagues, and Vince had a nice career. Dominic was an outstanding center fielder, and Joe maybe, yeah, you know, is considered one of the greatest players ever. That, to me, is almost the compelling part of the story. But I ask you this, because we have holidays coming up. Mother's Day is tomorrow. Father's Day is coming up. Why would someone want to get this book? Because a lot has been written about the DiMaggio's over the years. What do you do that's different?
I think because it focuses on the family and on the relationship between the brothers. It really is, you know, the very last word of the book is family. And I had the pleasure yesterday to give a talk at Fenway Park, and who was in attendance but Dominic DiMaggio Jr. And he was saying to me that he said he's not finished. He started the book. He's not finished with it. But he said, you know, I'm finding out so much about my family and about my uncles. And so, yes, if you're a baseball fan, you'll like the book. There's plenty of baseball in there. But it's also a family story. It's a multi-generation story. And it is really what's it be like to have 3 brothers all be playing professional baseball at the same time. They loved each other, but they also wanted to beat each other's brains out.
Yeah, very good. I enjoy it. Tom Klavan is with us, fans. The book is called The DiMaggio's. And as he said, 3 brothers, their passion for baseball, their pursuit of the American dream. If you Google it, it's Tom Klavan, CLAVIN. I guess you get it all the usual outlets, right, Tom?
Yes. I know the Barnes & Nobles, Booksmith, places like that, and, of course, the online resources.
All right. Give me something unusual that you found out about these 3. Of course, Vince singing arias, that's a good one for me to use. But, you know, in doing this research, you got into it and said, gee, I didn't know that.
Well, Vince was the one. There were 5 DiMaggio brothers, and Vince was the middle one. And he was the one that developed a passion for baseball. He absolutely loved it. He refused to go fishing with his father. And, in fact, he had a chance to go play professional ball in upstate California. He ran away from home. And then he got a job with a different club the year after in Tucson. And after a couple of years of this self-imposed exile, he comes out to the house on Taylor Street where the DiMaggio's lived. And he goes to his the family's gathered around. He goes to his father, Giuseppe. And Giuseppe says, "What are you doing back here? I thought you were gone." And Vince takes $1,500 in cash out of his pocket. He plops it on the kitchen table. And he says, "Pop, this is what I earned playing baseball." Giuseppe looks at it, his eyes grow wide. Then he turns to Joe and says, "When are you going to start playing baseball?"
I read that in the book. I like that. That was great. Very good. I really that's a great image. Just quickly before we let you go, Roger Maris, Gil Hodges, both sort of on the bubble of being Hall of Famers. How do you stand on that?
I'm convinced that Gil Hodges belongs in the Hall of Fame. I think if you not only his statistics, his world championships, his integrity and character, I would put Gil Hodges in the Hall of Fame tomorrow. Roger Maris, I hate to say it because I love working on that book, but Roger, I'm on the bubble about because I know he doesn't have the numbers for there, and the peak years of his career were rather few. So I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't say it's an outrage if Roger gets in. But let's face it, at this point, Roger has no chance. Gil still does with the Golden Era Committee set to vote in a year. He might still get in.
Yeah, I think he will. I saw him as a kid in Brooklyn growing up. Of course, I was not in New York when Maris hit 61. But, you know, you talk to Orlando Cepeda, you talk to Willie Mays, and, you know, people who watched him play. He was a tremendous player. I mean, just talk about right fielders throwing to the right base and the whole thing, and just an awesome, really power hitter. And he made himself a power hitter, but in Cleveland and Kansas City, he was very good as well. But he just didn't have the numbers when it was all said and done, other than a couple of MVPs in those great years.
Yes. Can I give a shout out to Gil Hodges III at Liverpool Lils there in San Francisco?
Absolutely.
And another place I visited when I was working on this book, actually, the DiMaggio's, was Lefty O'Doul's restaurant, because Lefty O'Doul was a big influence on all three DiMaggio brothers. And Dominic said that he probably would not have a major league career if it wasn't for Lefty O'Doul, you know, a great product of the San Francisco baseball system.
Very nice to have you on. I appreciate it, Tom.
Me too. It's a lot of fun.
All right. That's Tom Clavin. The book is The DiMaggio's. More coming up right here on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Where